going on here. There are the kids for 4-H, different 4-H groups are all registering for their projects, and we've got judging coming up here shortly. And I am joined by Yvette Anderson. She is the 4-H program coordinator here in Wayne County. And Yvette, this is your first year as program coordinator, isn't it?
It is.
Are you enjoying the job?
Very much so.
Yeah, tell me about it. Tell me your background. You've been in 4-H. Even though this is your first year as the overall program coordinator, you've been a 4-H participant, I'm guessing, for over 30 years.
Well, I can't say that. I wasn't a 4-H'er when I was.
Oh, you weren't a 4-H'er?
No, I did not do that. 2008 is when my kids started, and I was ignited. You know, there was just something about this program that I just saw so much potential that could happen out here, and these kids, and they work so well together, and they've made so many friends.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, 2008 is when I started, and I just kind of went from there. We just kind of keep growing.
Yvette, tell me how you got involved or why you got involved as a mother, I'm presuming.
That is something that my kids, they are the ones that says, Mom, I want to join 4-H. Had not a clue what I was doing. You know,
didn't know what it was.
Had no idea what I was doing.
What is 4-H? Let's tell everybody what it is.
It is a program designed to help develop the youth's education.
Okay.
It builds their character, their leadership skills. It gives them opportunities to try things they've never tried before to see, you know, oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Maybe I want to do that when I grow up. Maybe I can be one of those when I grow up.
By the way, I forgot to mention back to the station, if you'd like to make sure you record the program, that'd be cool, Jessica James. I appreciate that. By the way, also, Jessica James is engineering back at the station, so thank her. It takes more than one person to get this thing done out here, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
You have volunteers helping you, don't you?
I have several volunteers. I couldn't have done this without them.
Give me a little rundown on some of the folks that you have involved out here. I know if we start talking about, you've got 10 different judging stations out there, too.
I do. My clerical staff has been amazing.
Really?
She is wonderful. She and I work very, very well together, and our minds work the same way.
Is that a good thing?
Well, she and I think it's a great thing. Everybody else may think we're kind of kooky. Jessica Simpson.
Okay.
She is wonderful. And I have a family over here, Matt and Misty Moore. Their children joined my federation team this year. That's the county team.
Okay.
And they have bent over backwards to help me. We cooked, I don't know, I think it was 46 pork butts for our fundraiser. I was out at their house till 1 o'clock in the morning.
46 butts?
We did. We worked our tails off for that one. And they continue. The picture backdrop, we incorporated that this year. She and I came out.
That is brand new, isn't it?
Yes,
you mean
it is.
On the back side of
the
cattle?
On the back side. We have a barn scene on the back side of the cattle, hanging on the other side of the flags, and she and I came out and our kids, and we painted that and constructed that with the help of her husband. He's pretty meticulous about lines being straight and sharp.
He must be handy.
He
must be handy too.
He is very handy. I appreciate their help so much. But and then back at the office, we have a garden, and oh my goodness, my garden, the Wolf family, they have taken over, and they'll text me all the time, do I need to water today? I'm like, oh, shoot, I forgot about the garden. Please, please go by and water the garden.
Please water it. It's dying. See, now that's one thing. That's one thing with 4-H. I've always been afraid. I was not a 4-H'er as a youngster. I lived in town. But that's not constricting, really, is it anymore? It's not just for farm kids,
oh,
is it?
Oh, no, no. We have computer. We have rockets, we have foods, we have sewing. Of course, the livestock is a big thing, you know, around here because it's all at the barn. But if you look around at all these projects that we have, there's woodworking, I have visual arts, they've made stepping stones, the clover buds. My clover buds are ages 5 to 7,
uh-huh.
And they had a lesson on ladybugs. So they all took
a
rocks.
A lesson on ladybugs.
They did. I have them. I think there was 8 in that group. I can't remember. I think it was 8. Well, here's part of them. But they have these ladybugs that they've made out of rocks,
uh-huh.
And they are the cutest thing. So they're going to show those as a group project.
How about that? We're going to be talking to kids a little bit as the morning wears on. We're going to talk to kids after our first break. And of course, this is all for the kids. How many do you have involved? Can you give me a ballpark?
We've grown since I've started, and so I can't give you a definite number. When I first started, we had 126.
Uh-huh.
And I know we've had at least 10 sign up since then. And I'd have to ask Jessica. She's my She's my, I'm a lefty, so she's my left hand.
So now this is your first year out here as program director.
Yes.
Or program coordinator, pardon me. And I'm just guessing, this all started out here on Thursday, right, with some registration and that kind of thing?
It did. We actually started at the First Methodist Church with foods. Our food and clothing show was Thursday. We had dog obedience and dog care out here Thursday night. Friday night, we was over there in the horse arena. Got a little mud through on us, but that was okay. It was
awesome
fun.
Friday night. That's fine. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
Okay. And then are you guys having the auction tonight as well, or is that the different
separate
thing?
No, that's Thursday night.
Oh, okay.
Thursday night's the auction.
The auction will be here inside the ring.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So of your 140 kids estimated, how many do you think are involved in bringing projects?
I think most of them are.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. And if they aren't bringing a general project, then they have livestock. And if they have livestock, it's typically not just one project. There's several of them.
I was going to say, do they bring just one project, or how many projects?
Well, my children have brought 8 beef cows and 12 rabbits.
Your kids alone are basically populating the area.
Well, we try to do our best. I mean, the Shum barn, you know, look, I think they brought 16 cows.
Yeah, I saw Janet earlier.
And then Vanessa brought 8 chickens.
Oh, really?
You know, there's some of those kids over there that they have 40 chickens.
Well, there's a great point. This is the most chickens I've ever seen out here. How in the world?
50 pins short. If anybody has any chicken pins, please call me. I need them.
You need chicken pins? Do you really? Now, how's the rabbit population out here?
It's very good. We had to hang up 2 of our old cages as we were out of room.
Wow.
So it's growing as well.
And it seems.
The thing is, that
building was just built a year or two
yes.
ago. So it's growing, isn't it?
It is. We've taken over this part of the swine building, too, for the chickens. This whole row is nothing but chickens all the way down.
And the thing is, you know, even with factory farming kind of hurting your swine population, I presume, you still have a pretty healthy number of swine out.
Oh, yeah. We have 52.
52
There's
hogs.
52 hogs here this week, yes.
That's a good number. That's going to be a big auction on Thursday night. Tell me a little bit about some of the non-agricultural products. Tell me something about some of the products in there. I know that in years past, we've had rockets, and we've had all kinds of fun stuff. Tell me, what are some of the good projects in there?
I saw a rocket in hand a while ago, and I didn't get a chance to talk to the gentleman that had it. But I said, this shelf right here and this woodworking, I kind of liking the looks of it.
That's a little rustic, isn't it?
It is rustic.
And it's got pictures inside.
And look, think of the imagination that they went through to do that. You know, it wasn't... To me, it's a piece of barn wood.
Yeah.
To them, they took it and made a shelf.
They made it. They made it something something creative and beautiful, didn't they?
One of my clover buds, she was making a stepping stone, and was putting stones in it. You know, the little crystals.
Yeah.
She says, I couldn't get that to work with concrete, so my dad says, let's try mortar, and it worked.
Really?
See, they learned. You know, they learned. I said, well, how come it wouldn't work? Tell me about that.
Learn by doing, don't they?
Yep.
Tell me,
the best better. So this year, you think. This is a great project, and look at what I did. Next year, you might do the same project and do it twice as good as you did it this year.
With the 140 kids or so involved, how many different groups are there? You got clover buds, or the clover buds are the youth, the really
They're
young
5
kids.
And 7 years old.
I was going to say, what is the age requirement for 4-H?
8 years old is 4-H age, and it goes up to age 18 as of September 1st. So if you didn't turn 18 until September 2, you can still consider yourself a 4-H member.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm a September 15th birthday. Right. I guess I could have come out.
You got an extra year on you.
Something as a freshman in college.
Yeah.
That would have been pretty fun.
Yeah. Well, there's several of them out here that's doing that. And I have some that's on a mission trip. They're coming back from Bulgaria today.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
You've got kids who've been gone to Bulgaria that are coming back today.
Yes. She's coming back today. Her family's brought all of her projects and doing the checking in. So she lands her plane. She's driving here to start her showing.
Is that right?
Dedication. She's a 10-year member, and I am so, so proud of her. But, yes, that is what
Who's
she's
that?
Doing.
Who's that? Since she's not going to be here.
Esther Smith.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Esther has – she's been on the show before.
Yes.
She does a wonderful job. Tell me a little bit about what are the different groups. Does Jeff have a group and Wayne City has a group?
Chatters, Wayne City 4-H Club, Enterprisers. We have Country Kids, we have 4-H Country Club, we have Mount Airy Hilltoppers.
If somebody wants to get involved with 4-H or get involved with a club, who would they need to get a hold of, or what do they need to do?
I've always told them, just ask any of these kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, you can ask one of the leaders. You can ask me. You can call the office. But these kids out here, if you've got a buddy and you think you want to join their group, go to a meeting with them.
Yeah.
See what it's all about. You may like it. You may not. I think you would if you tried it.
Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah, it's a very open organization, isn't it? And kids can get all kinds of stuff out of it.
The robotics. I mean, it doesn't – whatever you're involved in, whatever you like doing – there's something for you to do in 4-H. There's a project area for you.
All right, I always mess it up. It's your heart, your head, your
start at the top.
Okay,
head.
All right,
heart,
hands,
head, health.
Okay, well, yeah, I was gonna say I was going farther. I was going deeper. I was going farther down than I feel, but. Some kind of problem getting sitting in a chair too long. That's the other
day. Yeah. I said I'm going without a lot of sleep.
All right, now that's a great question. When's the last time you've had a full night's sleep?
I would say it's been about 4 weeks.
And you're probably looking at another 4 or 5 days anyway. Can you see the light at the end of the tunnel?
Not yet.
Yvette, oh, come on.
Because after this is over, we've got cleanup and we've got state fair entries to make. You know, and state fair starts. And so I'll go up there with the kids and participate and see them in that.
Do you have the dates for your – I know you're going to have a barbecue coming up and all kinds of other things coming up, right?
Actually, that reminds me. Wednesday out here at the fairgrounds, the Federation team is going to be selling their pulled pork barbecue again.
Yeah, I knew it was coming up, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, that's Wednesday. We're going to start that about 4 o'clock. We have the rabbit and poultry show going on that evening. It's usually a big crowd.
Yeah.
So Sisney Key Market has been amazing to help us. They're getting our pork for us. They're getting our drinks. And I say, could you put those in the cooler so they're already cold so when I come
That'd
and get them?
That'd be a big help. That'd be a big help.
He says, oh, I'll do whatever I can to help you guys.
That'd be a
She's
big
the
help.
Sweetest little thing.
Yeah.
But,
Then you'll have, here in a few weeks, you'll also have another fundraiser, right? Don't you have one in August?
We do. The foundation does. It's a pork chop foundation dinner up at Jeff Ruitton Building.
Okay.
Can't remember the date. It's the Friday, August 20, I think.
Well, you're doing a great job down
here. No, it's the 19th because our day at State Fair is August 21. It's a Sunday.
Oh, okay. So that'd be the week before football season. Just perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect Friday night to go spend your last Friday night before football season.
Yeah.
I love it. Yvette, you're doing an outstanding job.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We're going to take a short break here, and then we're going to talk to some of the kids. You're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. Back in a bit. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. I am joined here this morning by a boatload of kids. They're going to have a lot of fun here. I'm out at the 4-H barn here at the Wayne County Fair, and I hope everybody is looking forward to spending some time out here sometime this week because these kids put a lot of work in. And let's talk to some of these kids. What's your name, young lady?
Allison.
Allison, what? Allison,
Ellis.
What? Allison Ellis. How you doing, Allison?
Good.
Well, how old are you?
8.
So you're clover bud now, or you're 4-H for good now?
Clover.
Then?
Right.
Oh yeah.
This is my last year being a clover bud.
Your last year being a clover bud. Did you bring a project?
It was a stepping stone.
Stepping stones. My goodness. How did you build stepping stones?
Well, the rocks in our first stuff that we done wouldn't work, and then we had to do mortar, and mortar worked better than the step.
Mortar worked better than just sand, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay, have you learned anything from it?
It's good to keep other things around that can make.
In case your first one doesn't, in case the first choice doesn't work. I got to tell you, those are the coolest glasses I've ever seen.
It's actually a headband.
That's a headband? It looks like sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations and welcome to 4-H. Have a good time, okay? Nice to meet you. That's Allison. Who's next?
What?
Who's joining me next here? What's your name, lad?
Cass Greenwald.
Cass Greenwald. How you doing, Cass?
I'm Cash.
Cash Greenwald. What'd I call you, Cass? Well, you're very angry. Are you okay?
Yes.
All right. What's your project, Cash?
Tractor safety hand signals.
Tractor safety hand signals. All right, now, have you learned these? Do you know them?
I know them.
You do know them. All right, say I'm turning right on a tractor. What is the hand signal? Stick the arm out. There you go. Like that. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Cash Greenwald. Great job, Cash. What the... Are you in 4-H or are you Cloverbud?
Cloverbud.
Which club? Do you know?
Wayne City 4-H.
Well, thanks for coming up, Cash. Great job. I appreciate it. Hey, now who's next? What's your name?
Jacob Thomason.
Jacob, you've been on the show before, haven't you?
Yes.
All right. How you doing, Jacob?
I'm doing good.
What's your project this year?
I'm doing multiple. And
multiple? What's your favorite?
I have a three-way switch.
A three-way? So you basically are an electrician.
Kinda.
Are you? You're a young electrician. That is the coolest thing. So, are you? What are you? Are you looking to be an electrician when you grow up, too?
No, I'm just doing this for a project.
Well, that's fun, though, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
What? How many projects? You said multiple. How many did you bring?
About 5 or 6.
Well, that's cool. Good to meet you again. Good. Thanks for coming back. Appreciate it. Okay. Have a fun fair.
I will.
Who's the next boy? Come on up, youngster. What's your name?
Case Greenwald.
How you doing, Case? Are you Case, are you related to Cash?
Mm-hmm.
Cash is very angry with me right now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, you see, I got your name right, Case, didn't I?
Yeah.
Are you doing traffic signals, too?
Yeah.
All right, now, he gave me the right turn. Can you give me the left turn? I think that's right turn.
Well, it's left hand.
Oh, okay. So, well, how about that, ladies? Now, how old are you, Case?
I'm 9.
You're 9. So is this the first project you've had, or did you do it last year, too?
This is my first project.
Are you having fun?
Yeah.
Well, Case, great to talk to you. Thanks very much. Have a great week out here, okay?
Okay.
Nice talking to you. Big man, come on up here. You've done this show before, too, haven't you?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Ethan Thomason.
Ethan Thomason. What's your project this year, Ethan? You got
I'm
multiple,
doing,
too,
yeah,
don't
I'm,
you?
I'm doing a lot of projects.
What's your favorite one? Did you bring, a rocket or anything?
No, I made a butterfly out of horseshoes.
A butterfly out of horseshoes. Okay, how do you make a butterfly out of horseshoes?
Well, it started out, I have a metal forge.
Uh-huh.
And I was...
So you're running a metal forge?
Yeah.
How old are you?
12.
That just seems wrong. You've done more at age 12 than I've done at 49, Ethan. He's very proud.
I made the antennas out of nails.
Yeah?
It was just going to be something with nails, but it morphed into a bigger project.
Got bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, that's very artistic, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You going to be able to sell that?
I think we'll keep it.
You're going to keep it? Well, that's cool. Well, thanks very much for coming up here, Ethan. Good
You're
luck
welcome.
To you. Okay, appreciate it. Why don't you grab you a sticker or something or one of the magnets? They've got magnets and giveaways up here. Hey, there's a Cardinal fan. Good morning, sir. What's your name?
Hayden.
Hello, Hayden. What's your last name?
Hodges.
Hayden Hodges. How old are you?
I'm 11.
Are you? Did you bring a project out?
I have a sheep and soybeans.
A sheep and soybeans. Okay, I got to know. What's the sheep's name?
There's two.
Two sheep. What are their names?
Lenny and Frank.
Lenny and Frank. Where did you come up with the names Lenny and Frank?
My grandma helped me with Lenny.
Yeah?
And then... About a week later, we still didn't have a name for the other one, so
yeah.
I just came up with Frank.
Well, that's fine. That's cool. That's cool. Now, I got to know, will sheep eat soybeans? Is it, if you have these projects together, is it scary that they're going to, eat them and tear up one, have one project tear up your other project?
No, probably not.
That'd be a bad deal, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah? That'd be kind of scary. Well, now, when do they judge?
I show Tuesday, and then... For my soybeans, I judge right after this.
Now, how old are you again?
11.
11. You've been showing a few years, haven't you?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to show? Do you show sheep every year, or have you shown hogs out here before, haven't you?
Yeah, I used to do hogs, but now my little cousin does, so I do sheep.
Oh, is Harv showing this year? Harv's
yeah.
old enough to show?
No, they raised it to 8, but he used to show hogs here.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, tell me about the soybeans. How difficult are they to grow?
Well, if you plant them right and you spray them right, then... They'll just grow really good.
Well, that's cool. That's all you can ask. Well, good luck to you and have a great fair, okay?
Thank you. You too.
You bet. That's Hayden. And I think I'm talking to his sister now. Good morning. Are you little Hillary Hodges?
Yes.
How are you today, Hillary?
Good.
How old are you?
Seven.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is it? You said six or seven.
I'm seven.
Oh, okay. Which are you? So you're a clover bud, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know which club you're in?
Mm-mm.
No, that's cool. So did you bring a project or anything out here?
Yes.
What did you bring?
A picture frame.
A picture frame, huh? Tell me about it.
I made it. I got like stencils and everything, and I decorated it.
Really? Stencils, huh? So are you going to get, which category are you in? What's the big category? Do you know?
Clover buds.
I said what category? Oh, it's all one category. All the so you're just judged against other clover buds, aren't you? Are you going to get a blue ribbon?
I don't know.
Now, is mom and dad going to like yell at you if you don't get a blue ribbon?
I don't know.
He's saying yes over there. Who's your mom and dad?
Jamie and Heidi.
Well, okay. Now tell me this. Are you having fun in 4-H?
Yes.
Oh, well, are you going to stick with it?
Yes.
Well, that's great. Hillary, thanks very much for talking to me. Appreciate it. Have a good time, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye. Hi, young lady. What's your name?
Lily Simpson.
How you doing, Lily?
Good.
What are you showing out? Well, first of all, how old are you?
I'm 10.
Which group are you in? Which club?
Country Kids.
Country Kids. How long you been in Country Kids?
Since I was probably 5.
Yeah?
I was in Clover Buds, and now I'm in Real 4-H.
So, do you like, what's the difference between Clover Buds and Real 4-H? More projects?
Yeah, when you're in 4-H, you have more projects to do, and you can do livestock.
Oh, really? So you're doing livestock too, Lily?
I have cattle.
You have cattle. All right. Now, Lily, I'm looking at you. You're about probably 60 pounds soaking wet, right? Do you have a big calf, or are you going to bring a big old steer in here?
I've got a steer and a heifer.
You got a steer and a heifer. How do you control that thing? Are you just good?
Well, I have help from my dad.
Yeah.
But sometimes he gets a little wild.
Yeah.
But my dad helps me.
I bet you that's when you kind of back up. At what point do you say, let the heifer do what the heifer wants to do?
Well, actually, the steer does what he wants to do.
I bet you that's
right. The heifer does pretty good.
The heifer behaves.
Yeah.
But the steer will sometimes lose.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck to you. Did you bring any other projects, or are you just showing?
Yeah, I brought woodworking and Passport to the World.
Oh, really? What'd you make on the woodworking?
I made a little step stool.
Well, no kidding. That's cool. What's the Passport to the World?
You pick a country, and then you just research about it.
Yeah.
And I did the Philippines.
Oh, did you learn anything new about the Philippines?
Yeah.
Would you like to go there sometime?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, see, now what do they speak? What language do they speak over
they
there?
They speak Filipino and English.
Filipino and English. Well, good luck to you, Lily, and I hope you make it to the Philippines soon, okay? That's Lily Simpson doing a great job. Young man, step up here. You've been here before.
Mm-hmm.
What's your name, sir?
Grady Simpson.
Grady Simpson. How you doing?
Good.
Which club are you in?
Country Kids.
You're in Country Kids, too? Okay. What are you doing out here? You got a project? Are you showing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I made a painting out of painter's tape, too.
Hold on a second. I'm not sure I understand. You've made a painting out of painter's tape?
Yeah.
How's that work?
I took a canvas and took painter's tape and made a design and...
Then just, like, sloshed all over it?
And I took paint and painted in the designs, and then I took the paint off.
And then you took the tape off? Wow, I can't wait to see that. Is that in the room there? You in the big old building?
I don't know.
Have you brought it in?
Yeah.
Okay. How old are you?
8.
So is this your first year in Big 4-H then, huh? You were Clover Bud before, weren't
yeah.
you? Are you having fun as a 4-H or bringing projects?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for you. Thanks for coming out. I appreciate it. Have a good fair, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. The young lady behind you, I think that she's a Clover Bud. Good morning, young lady. What's your name?
Macy.
Missy what?
Edwards.
Missy Edwards. How
Macy.
Macy. I'm sorry. Macy. How old are you?
I don't know what you say, 6 or 7, because it's 2 more days until my birthday.
So you're 6 until Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to have cake out here at the fair?
Probably.
Probably. That's really cool. Did you bring a project? What's your project?
a scrapbook.
You brought a scrapbook. That's really cool. Are you going to stick with 4-H as you grow older?
Probably.
Well, have a good time, Macy. Thanks very much for coming over and talking, okay? Nice job. Macy Edwards doing a great job. So this is a group now, right? Is that what I'm to understand? Who's going to be the speaker for the group? I need a spokesman. Come on, Hallie.
Hi.
Hi, Hallie. Hallie's been on the radio before. Okay, Hallie, tell me who all's in the group, Aaron, and okay. What you guys are.
That's Lucy. You listen to yourself.
You got to give the last name.
Okay. She's going to do it.
Okay. Lucille Smith.
Hallie Anderson.
Megan Anderson.
Jalen Edwards.
Kinsey Moore.
Max Moore.
Mercedes Grody.
Emily Jones.
Okay, now tell me, Hallie, what's going on here? What are all you kids doing?
We are the Federation team. We have these cool matching shirts, you know?
All right, now hold on. Federation team, do you play basketball or
no.
Volleyball? What's the team?
No.
Is this
okay.
Like a football
no.
team? I'm going to say more. The Moore kid looks like he could play some football.
He wishes he could. I'm sorry. But we help work the shows, and we keep track of stuff around the fairgrounds, and we're in charge of stuff.
Okay, Hallie, you got to tell me.
Like what?
You're basically the glue that keeps this whole thing running out here, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Exactly. I could tell. How many, so who's all camping out here? Are any of you camping yet, or are y'all camping? All of you are camping?
Four of us.
Do you have fun camping out at the fairgrounds?
We've only been here for one night, so.
So did you get any sleep?
Yeah.
How much? I got to know. I'm guessing 2 hours.
Well, we went home. We got back here at midnight. Woke up again at like 6, so that's 6 hours.
Yeah. Well, that's not bad. That's not bad if you for camping out. Now, are you sleeping out here too?
No.
No. How come you're not sleeping out here?
Because I don't live that far away.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. All right. So now, are you the guy who's going to like clean up the trouble if somebody gets a... If somebody gets a mouthy out here, are you like the bully?
No, I make the jokes. I'll just let them fight it out.
Oh, Mercedes, you're gonna be, Mercedes, you're the bully. You'll be the peacekeeper, aren't you?
Sure, I will.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew Mercedes would be the peacekeeper. Are you showing this here, Mercedes?
Yep.
What are you showing?
I'm showing my 8 pigs.
8 pigs, all at once? Can you keep? Can you herd them all at once? That'd be pretty good.
I've tried before, and it doesn't always work out.
Yeah, I'll bet not. Well, guys, thank you very much for coming. Have a great week at the fair, okay? That's the Bruce Dickey Show for now. We'll be back with more from the Wayne County Fair. I'm going to talk to some more kids probably, as well as maybe get another chance to chat with Yvette Anderson when we return here to the Wayne County Fair after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM. Appreciate you listening this morning. I'm out at the Wayne County Fair, and I tell you what, 4-H and patriotism really are all a part of each other. And before we go on, they're going to open the 4-H process here today by playing the national anthem. So you go ahead there.
I want to welcome you to our 2016 General Project Show. At this time, would everybody please stand? Gentlemen, remove cover for the playing of our national anthem. Thank you.
there's our national anthem performed by Yvette's iPad. I'm going to talk some more kids. What do you say, Yvette? Is that all right with you?
I think that'd be great.
All right. Let's get this first young lady up here. Good morning, young lady. How are you? What's your name?
I'm good, and I'm Casey Opel.
Casey Opel. How are you today, Casey? Which club are you in?
I'm in the Country Kids 4-H Club.
Country Kids. Okay. And is that in Wayne City, or where is the headquarters of that?
It's in Wayne County.
Oh, okay. What are you showing out here this week?
I am not showing any animals. I am actually doing a project. It's called Tractor. It's a tractor, a Tractor D.
Uh-huh.
And dog obedience. I did a dog obedience.
Oh, how'd you do? That was Thursday night, right?
Last Friday I got two blue ribbons, and I did really good. My dog actually, he healed on the leash, off the leash.
There you go.
And he walked right beside me, and he did everything I said, and he was just a really good dog, and I'm so proud of him, and I just love him to death.
What kind of dog do you have?
He is a Cocker Spaniel Border Collie mix.
Now, is he the first dog you've tried to train obedience?
Yes, he is.
Is there any particular breed that is takes to it better than others?
No. I just like this breed because his tail is just so fluffy, and it just gets up when he wags it. It just goes back and forth.
You said it. What's his name again?
Chewy.
Chewy. Okay. Did you name him after Star Wars?
No. We've actually got him from Clay County.
Oh, okay.
Animal shelter, and he was going to be sent off somewhere where I didn't like, and I wanted to get him, and we went to go get him the next day, and he's been my best friend ever since.
Wonderful. Good for you. Tell me about the tractor project. What was it?
My tractor project is changing oil in the tractor.
That's a little difficult, isn't it?
Yes, it was a little difficult, and you will get dirty, so you have to wear old clothes, or you have to not wear any nice dressy clothes.
Sure.
And it was on my pink tractor.
You have a pink tractor?
Yes, I do.
Good for you.
And I show it, all the time, and it's fun to show. And like I said, it's really difficult to change the oil, but once you get the hang of it, you're good, and you can do everything you can.
You having fun in 4-H?
Yes, I am. I love 4-H. My brother and sister did it. My brother showed turtles, and my sister showed rabbits and pigs.
How old are you?
My brother is 21, and my sister is 24.
I said, how old are you?
And I am 13.
There you go. Well, have fun the rest of the week of the fair, okay?
Okay, and I think I'm going to do good on my tractor project.
Good luck to you. Good luck to you. Thanks very much for coming over. Good morning, young man. How are you today?
Good.
What's your name?
Andrew.
Andrew? Andrew what?
Biddles.
How old are you, Andrew?
9.
Oh, cool. So you're in 4-H then, right?
No.
You're a country kid?
I'm not in 4-H.
Your clover bud.
He did dog obedience, but he's not in 4-H.
Oh, you did dog obedience. What was your dog's? What's your dog's name?
Max.
What kind of dog is he?
German Shepherd.
He's a German Shepherd, huh? Did he behave real well for you?
No.
Well, did you get instead of getting a blue ribbon, you might have got a red ribbon or something, right?
I got 2 blue ribbons.
Oh, well, good for you. That's really well done. Nice to meet you, Matt. Appreciate you coming up.
Thanks.
Have a great one. Good morning, young man. How are you?
Good.
What's your name?
Jonathan Squire.
How you doing, Jonathan? Tell me, all right, Jonathan, are you here showing or you got projects or what?
I got projects.
What's your project?
Computer science and aerospace.
No kidding. What's your aerospace project? You got a rocket? You got a rocket. Tell me you're not going to blow up a rocket.
I got a poster.
Oh, that's cool. So what'd you do? I mean, what's the poster about?
How a airplane flies.
Oh, really? So it's kind of got to have the wind against it, doesn't it?
Yep.
Did you learn a whole lot in that?
A little bit.
Yeah? Does it make you want to become a pilot?
Not really.
Or does it make you think, how do those airplanes fly?
The second one.
I bet that's right. Well, thanks very much for coming up here. I appreciate it.
All right.
Have a great fair. Who's up next? What's your name, young lady?
Lauren Wolf.
Hi, Lauren. How are you tonight?
Good.
How old are you?
I'm 9.
You're 9. Okay. Are you in 4-H?
Yes.
Well, did you bring projects? Are you showing or what?
I did bring a project, tractor safety.
Tractor safety. Okay. Now, I've already asked a couple of other boys that came up here with a tractor safety project, and they showed me some of the signals. I'm not sure they were right. Okay. What if I'm on a tractor and I want somebody to stop behind me. What's the stop signal? That's right. There you go. What? That, I don't think that's right either. Well, no, but that's cool. Now, when you're getting judged, when's the big judging on your project? Later this morning?
Yep.
Have you registered yet?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to stick with 4-H? You're 9 years old. You got a long time to work on new projects for next year, don't you?
Yes, I am going to stick with 4-H.
Are you having fun?
Yes.
Have you learned a lot?
Yes.
Well, that's all you can ask. That's all you can ask. Thanks very much for coming over.
Thanks.
Have a great day. Hey, man, how are you doing? What's your name, sir?
Drew Barbie.
Huh?
Drew Barbie.
Drew Barbie. Okay, yeah. Drew, tell me, are you, how old are you?
13.
13? Okay, so did you bring a project? Are you showing what you got going on?
Yeah, I brought two projects.
Oh, really? What's your project?
I made a pot for arts, and then I did a board on computer safety.
Computer safety? Like, now, are you talking like identity theft?
Yeah.
What kind of, is that right? Is that a major problem? How big a problem is identity theft?
I guess it's a big problem, because if you get your identity stolen, I guess it's bad.
Have you ever had anybody, now at age 13, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever had anybody like log into some program or some website that wasn't you, but use your password and that kind of stuff?
No.
Now, what's the best way to keep it safe?
Never give out your password or your email.
Have you ever given out your password or email?
No.
What's your email address?
Not gonna say that.
What's your password?
Not gonna say that either.
I thought I had him. Doggone it! I thought it. Do you like 4-H? You having fun?
Yeah.
Which club are you in?
Jeff Chatters.
Jeff Chatters. Okay. Is that how big is that club? How many folks go to the meetings?
Guess it has a couple, maybe 10, 15.
Well, that's good. You having a lot of fun?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming over. Appreciate it, young lady. What's your name?
Sophia Wolf.
How you doing, Sophia? Was your little sister here earlier?
Yeah.
Tell me, your 4-H, I guess, then, which?
I am doing photography, photo editing, wildlife, and forestry.
Multiple projects. That's cool. Which club are you in?
Jeff Chatters.
In the Jeff Chatters? What made you choose, like, photography? What were your choices? What made you choose those?
Well, I was looking in the book, and I didn't know what else to do, so, and I kind of, I like taking pictures, so I picked photography.
What did you take a picture of?
I took a picture of a tractor, and for my editing, I took a picture of a cat.
Really? Okay, now tell me what goes into choosing your particular subject for your pictures.
For your editing, you needed to crop and remove stuff, and
okay.
I needed to take out stuff for my cat picture, so
okay.
I picked that picture.
Well, that's cool. Thanks very much for coming. Are you going to stick with 4-H?
Yes.
Good for you. I'm glad you're having fun. Have a great fair, okay?
Okay.
That's the Wolf Girl. The one up there, you're Janet's boy, right?
Yep.
One of Janet's boys. What's your name?
Clayton White.
Clayton White. How you doing, Clayton?
Good.
What are you showing? Are you showing anything today?
Yep.
What is, before we get to that, what club are you in?
I'm in Wayne City 4-H Club.
Wayne City 4-H Club. Okay. How many other kids are there in the club, do you know?
A lot.
See, now that's a pretty good answer. You're getting coached here, aren't you?
Yeah.
At what point do you say, Mom, just shut up and get away from me? Oh, I'm not his mom. Well, at what point do you say, Janet, shut up and get away from me?
Yeah.
All right, what are you showing?
I'm showing woodworking, and my project is a birdhouse.
Your project's a birdhouse. That's cool. What, are you going to put it on a big old post and put it up in the air?
We're going to hang it up on a tree.
Oh, that's cool. Do you know was it built for any particular breed of bird?
Nope.
Okay, I didn't know if it was like a purple martin house or something like that. Well, good luck to you. Hope you get the big old blue ribbons.
Thanks. Yeah, and I also got ducks and rabbits.
Oh, you brought ducks. Are they here already?
Nope.
Okay.
They're going to be here tonight, though.
Okay, well, that's why we got to get some. Yvette was saying we need more cages. Hey, thanks a lot, Clayton. Have a good one.
You too.
We'll see you. Come here, young lad. What's your name, sir?
Hunter Greenwald.
Hunter Greenwald, how you doing?
Good.
How old are you?
9.
You're 9? Are you in 4-H?
Yes.
Which one? Which club?
Wayne City 4-H Club.
Wayne City 4-H Club. What'd you bring? Are you showing?
Yes, I am showing goats and pigs.
Goats and pigs. So that means you're going to be selling on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you. Now, do you raise the goats and pigs yourselves, or did you bring some in?
We raise some of them, but some of them we buy.
Okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. How long have you been showing?
1 year.
I'm going to say, if you're 9 years old, this is your first year, isn't it?
Yep.
Or second year showing. Have you been doing a lot of practicing? Are you going to win the showmanship award?
I'm wanting to.
You're wanting to. The kid's got an intensity. He's going to win something. Well, good luck to you. Hope you win, okay?
Thanks.
Uh-huh. That's going to just about do it for us out here at the 4-H, the 4-H barn. The judges are all getting set up. They're getting ready to go. And it's been a lot of fun out here talking to all these 4-H kids. They're having a ball. We all hope that they have a good time, and hope you have a good time. I'd like to thank everybody for listening in on the Bruce Dickey Show today. Thanks very much, and we'll talk to you all again tomorrow. I'll be back in studio. Have a great day.